Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Turn up.
Turn up who?
Turn up the radio.
It's time for the children's hour.
That's the Kids Bop Kids doing Old Town Road. I'm Katie Stone. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We've got a crew here with us in our studio. Welcome, everybody. Hello.
Hello, it's Haley.
Hello, it's Daniel.
Well, thanks for being here. It's the end of summer. What do you think?
I mean, it's okay. I really enjoy going back to school, but summer is going to be kind of sad to end.
I think it's always sad when summer ends because you're having all this fun and then you need to go back to school. Though, it also has this like happiness to it because you get to go back to school with your friends and you get to do all this stuff. So it's a mix of sadness and happiness all at once, and I can't believe it's over.
Aww. Well, it's kind of like that for parents, I think, too. You know, it's like we've all enjoyed not having to wake up really early, and now we've got to get back in the groove and help you guys get ready for school. Well, today on the Children's Hour, we have a show where we're going to be celebrating the end of summer and the beginning of school. And we're going to do it in a couple of ways. First, are all of you willing to share some of your great summer experiences and maybe some of your not so great summer experiences that you've had?
What are you talking about? All of summer is great.
Well, we're going to talk about that today. And then we're also going to have a story from Bill Harley, which is a welcome back to school story. And we've got some great music and so much more. This is the Children's Hour. And this next one is off of a release called Sweets and Treats. This is Tracy Singer with Where Did the Summer Go? And really, where did it go?
First day of summer and I'm happy and free. But in a blink, the feeling passed by me. Thought I had lots of fun and playtime instead. Now my alarm is ringing right by my head. And there's an answer that I just need to know. Where did summer go? Where did summer go? Put on my swimsuit and I jumped in the lake. The icy water made me shiver and shake. Got out and said I'll go back in July. I missed my chance and now I just wanna cry. It won't be long until it's starting to snow. Where did summer go? Where did summer go? Happy summer. sounds of summer lead to sobbing in the fall. It's the end of staying up and spending all day at the mall. Time goes by so quickly when you're only having fun. It's an awesome, great adventure, and the snap, the fun is
come to bloom. There stands a mighty sunflower that brightens up the room. With petals like golden rays reaching up to the sky. The power of the sunflower, no one can deny. With a face that follows the sun, wherever it may roam, the sunflower teaches us to find strength and call it home. Showcasing resilience, standing tall and proud, it whispers tales of courage and sings them clear and loud. Oh, the power of the sunflower, shining so bright, spreading warmth and joy with all its might. From dawn till dusk, it never loses its power, bringing smiles to faces every single hour. Sunflower and let its magic shine. With the strength we can conquer any mountain that we find.
That's right.
In its vibrant petals, in the seeds it will share the power of the sunflower, love and hope it will declare. Oh, the power of the sunflower, shining so bright, spreading warmth and joy with all its might. From dawn till dusk, it never loses its power, bringing smiles to faces every single hour. Oh, na 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 na.
That's Steve Elsie, from a release called All Together Now with the Power of the Sunflower. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're celebrating the end of summer, and we're saying goodbye. We're hearing from some of our kids' crew about some of their epic summer experiences.
I want to share with you one of my magical summer moments. So, this summer, I went on my first camping trip ever. We got there, and first thing we started to do was set up the tent. And it was a big tent. Like, you could fit like 7 to 6 people in there. After that, we built a little wood fort in like the woods
Then we came back, we sat around the fire, ate some stuff, then we went to bed. It was a fun camping trip.
How long were you in the woods?
I would say like a little less than 24 hours.
And did you sleep well at night?
No. This is the not so great part about it. So we were in our tent trying to go to sleep, and then a light rainstorm hit. So since we were inside the tent, the raindrops would hit the tent and would be this pa 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 all night. And my allergies were going off like crazy.
Oh no, but even given all that, are you going to go camping again in the future?
Yeah, definitely.
Listeners, maybe you went camping too. You can let us know how it went at childrenshour.org. Leave us a voicemail. This is the Okie Dokie Brothers.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods to where the winds are blowing free. Through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light, I wonder if you'd wander with me. And I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river. I go wandering with you. What kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. Neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods. I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost, or if the trail leads you astray, the music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops, get the gang to come, and we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
Part of my special moments this summer would have to be at my school's garden. I've been doing a lot of volunteering work there, and I find it really enjoyable. We've been building bean trellises, planting beans as well.
Do you actually harvest and eat this food, or what happens to the food you grow?
So during the school year, when we get harvest, we can use a lot of it as food for the school.
In the school lunch program?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So you're eating the school lunch and you're thinking, I harvested this.
Yeah, I really enjoy doing that, as well as just learning about every day, or how, like, basically how to take care of plants and on a larger level scale than a simple garden at home. And it's really fun.
Don't want a bottle, box, bag, or can. Don't want any packaging. Just want to see it and what it came in. Blooming beautiful in the garden. In the garden.
It's a beautiful day out in the yard. We're gonna get out and play in the garden. There's plenty to do, but we're not gonna work too hard. And we're gonna have some fun with all our friends. Come on, let's grow, grow, do it. Everybody get up, get going, get outside, get into it. Yeah, we're gonna work it out as we go, 'cause we've got so much food to grow, so we can share it round with all our friends.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. In the background, it's the Golden Tones. Todd McHatton brought us In the Garden. As summer is coming to an end here in the Northern Hemisphere, it makes us think about our planet Earth's tilt. The tilt in space means that where we live here in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun's rays do not hit as directly as they did during the summer. Because of this, the days are starting to get shorter, and the air will begin to cool down. This change is why the leaves on the trees might start to change their colors, and why you might need to wear a jacket in the morning when you head off to school soon. It's all part of the Earth's journey around the sun, and it happens every year, leading us from the warmth of summer into the crisp, cozy days of autumn. We've got a lot more coming up, saying goodbye to summer.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum of International Folk Art in Santa Fe, New Mexico celebrates cultural heritage from across the world. Plan your visit at moifa.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesars Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.